Now, what kind of nut would my little chipmunk like to have next?
A hazelnut.
Coming right up.
Well, good Lord, don't tell me you two squirrels are still at it. Come on outside in the fresh air and enjoy my garden. It's never looked lovelier.
Oh, no, Mama. We're not falling for that. Every time you ask us to look at your garden, we end up on our hands and knees pulling weeds and killing snails.
That is right. I'm not about to spend my afternoon getting all hot and sweaty over some slimy slug.
Why not? That's the way you spend your nights. This garden just takes my breath away. Well, there's only one thing I like better than a bed full of ranunculus. Chopping them down and taking them in the house. Good Lord, I'm gonna wind up in Oz. Dimwart! Turn off that stupid leaf blower! Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
I can't hear you, Thelma. Let me turn this thing off. You were saying?
I was saying...
Keep your damn leaves off my lawn.
These damn leaves are from your tree. I'm just blowing them back where they came from.
Blow back where you came from, you good-for-nothing Gephardt.
Listen, you hideous Harper. If you trim your tree once in a while, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, well, if you'd trim your nose hairs once in a while, you wouldn't gross out the whole neighborhood.
Take that back, you loudmouth lardo.
You make me, you macho mouse.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Stop it this minute.
Oh, you two should be ashamed. This is the third time this month you've disturbed our neighborhood with your petty arguments.
Well, he started it.
Did not!
Did tell!
Stop! Now, both of you go back to your respective homes and cool off.
Did not!
Did tell!
I'm surprised at you.
Well, I don't know why. I hate those Gephardts worse than I hate cellulite. Always have, always will.
I know Fred Gephardt is not exactly Mr. Congeniality, but you must admit he keeps his yard neat as a pin, which is more than I can say for you.
And just where do you think all of these leaves came from? That old windbag next door.
He gets stuck cleaning up his messes. Poor old helpless widow woman.
Hey, Grandma, what's going on out here?
Or the widow's grandson. Grab this rake and bag up all these leaves pronto.
But, Grandma, I was
but
just...
nothing, Bubba. It will do you good to get some exercise out here in this fresh air. Oh, well, let's get out of this hot sun. Go sit down.
Excuse me.
Hi there.
I was wondering if you had a rake I could borrow.
Sure. Take this one. I'm not using it.
My grandpa told me I had to rake up all these leaves.
Isn't that funny? My grandmother just told me to do the same thing. Small world, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Terry Gephardt.
Hi, I'm Bubba Higgins. So, how come I've never seen you around here before?
Well, I just moved here from Hinckley to attend Raytown Junior College. They have the best cosmetology department in the whole tri-state area, you know.
What a coincidence. I go to Raytown JC, too.
You do?
Yeah. Maybe I could give you a ride to school in the morning?
Why, I'd like that.
Great. So, how about I rake and you bag?
It's a deal.
Here you go, Thelma. You'll forget all about that run-in with Fred Gephardt after a nice cool glass of iced tea. Shoot, to forget that pit bull, I need a six-pack of beer.
Oh, come on, Miss Harper. Don't let that old blowhard get to you.
Yeah, Mama, Gephardt is all bark and no bite.
Ow!
Oh, my poor baby. Let me kiss that, make that all better.
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud, you're gonna suck his nail off.
Miss Harper, just because you are mad at Mr. Gebhardt, don't take it out on me.
What is it between you and the Gebhardts, anyway?
Oh, that evil brood just lives to plague us, Harpers. Can't you remember way back when their vicious attack dog poop he bit poor little Eunice?
Now, Mama, that old Pomeranian only snapped at her because Eunice was trying to give him a home perm.
Oh, I still say Poopy looked much better as a poodle.
When is it started this feud?
Oh, way back when the Gebhardts moved in, they put up one of them ugly circular clotheslines right outside my kitchen window.
Oh, I hate those things.
Well, I'm telling you, it was like a carousel of underwear. Anyway, I finally talked Carl into building a great big trellis to cover the thing up.
Well, that sounds like a sensible solution.
Not to the Gebhardts. They claimed it was cutting off all the sunlight to their precious wet drawers. So that very night, we awoke to the sound of a crashing trellis.
They didn't.
Who else? So the very next night, their clothesline was hacksawed into little pieces and laid out to form the words, ha-ha, in their backyard.
You didn't.
Who else? Anyway, from that day to this, I've forbidden any member of this family to have anything to do with that scum.
Grandma, guess what?
You raked all the leaves back into the Gebhardt's yard?
No. I'm in love with his granddaughter.
Benton, where the hell's that nutcracker? Bubba Higgins, don't you even think about going out with one of those god-awful Gebhardts.
But Grandma, Terry's not like the rest of them. You can't hold it against someone just because they have a cranky grandparent. Otherwise, I'd never have a date.
Bubba's got a point there, Mama.
Shut up, you goon. Nobody thinks of me as cranky.
Bubba, I think it is so romantic that children of feuding families could fall in love at first sight.
Oh, yes. It's the Montagues and the Capulets all over again.
Do they live on this block, too?
No, Ben, those are the families in Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, those kids defied their parents and they wound up dead.
Cut it out, Grandma. This isn't the Middle Ages anymore.
No, if it was, you'd be fitted for a chastity belt.
Well, I don't care what you say. I'm going out with Terry Gebhardt tonight, whether you like it or not.
You get that on here, you traitor! Shut up! I will not have him fraternizing with the enemy.
Calm down, it's only a date.
That's right, Miss Harper. You've got nothing to worry about. Bubba is very fickle. He falls in love every other day.
Yeah, he'll go out with her once, have a few laughs, and then move on to somebody better.
Oh, yeah. I said the same thing about you and Naomi. Should have been home an hour ago. In the world are those kids, anyway? But don't tell me they're in the bushes. What is the matter with today's generation? They should be doing this in a parked car the way we did. All right, get your butts out of my begonias.
It's only me, Thelma.
Oh, get that thing out of my face, you midnight flasher.
I was just over here looking for the kids.
Well, where did you think they were? In the bushes, you dirty-minded old coot?
I wouldn't put anything past a Harper. It's the second time this week that no-good grandson of yours has kept my Terry out past her curfew.
Don't you be blaming this on Bubba. He's never given me a moment's trouble until he took up with that teenage Jezebel of yours.
I'll have you know I sent her to a good convent school.
That painted-up floozy? Which one was it, Our Lady of Revlon?
Well, she's too good for that reform school dropout of yours.
Are you nuts? I'd sooner have him date a member of the Manson family.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah!
Grandma, will you keep it down? We could hear you halfway down the block.
Yeah, Grandpa, you're waking up the whole neighborhood.
Boy. Where you kids been? Your curfew's 11 o'clock.
Sorry, I guess we just sort of lost track of time.
Lost track of the time? You had us worried to death.
Will you keep your voice down? If there's any yelling to be done, I'm gonna do it.
Please, Grandpa. I promise it won't happen again.
You're darn tootin' it won't, because I forbid you to see each other anymore.
Oh, not just a damn minute. You can't do that.
You tell him, Grandma.
If anybody's gonna break them up, it's gonna be me. You get into the house, you have dated your last Gebhardt.
I split them up first.
Did not!
Did too!
Will you both keep it down a second and listen? Nobody is going to split us up.
That's right, because Bubba just gave me his fraternity pin.
We're engaged.
To be married? You mean we're going to be related?
Good Lord, this sure as hell is one wedding I'm going to cry at.
You know, honey, this is the first morning that I can remember that your mama didn't come down to make breakfast. She must be taking Bubba's engagement very hard.
Yeah, I haven't seen Mama this depressed since we got married. Hey, Skeeter, I thought this was an 8-cup percolator.
It is, honey.
Well, then how come it only holds one cup of U-Ban?
Benton, that's not how you make coffee. Let a woman show you how it's done. You see, sweetie, you don't measure coffee by cupfuls. You measure it by teaspoonfuls. First you put in the coffee. Then you add the water. And then you stir. See? Now, isn't that easy as 1, 2, 3?
Wow. Thanks, baby.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Nothing I like better than making fresh brewed coffee for my man.
Feeling better, Mama?
Here, Miss Harper, have a cup of my home brew. Perk you right up.
Good Lord. Where the hell did that come from? Mrs. Olson's dumpster? This is the worst day of my life. I just can't believe Bubba's getting married so young.
Oh, heck, Miss Harper, he ain't that young. I was already married and divorced by the time I was his age. And since when are you the role model for America's youth?
Morning, everybody.
Oh, Bubba, here comes the groom.
Morning, big guy.
Hey, Grandma, what's for breakfast?
If you're old enough to tie the knot, you're old enough to pour your own Fruit Loops.
So, Bubba, have you set a date?
Not yet. I want to get married right away, but Terry wants to wait till after her electrolysis final.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing worse than a blushing bride with a mustache.
Cut it out, Grandma. I don't appreciate you bad-mouthing my fiancé.
Well, then I suggest we change the subject.
Fine by me.
Finer by me. I swear, if I hear one more person mention these nitwit nuptials, I'm gonna scream.
Oh, Bubba, congratulations. I just heard the good news. Thelma, we better get started on your grandmother of the groom dress. I suggest lavender silk.
Ah! Well, we could go with pink.
Yeah, every last one of you. Mama, if you want to plan a wedding over breakfast, do it at the Gebhardt's. Now, out of my kitchen, out of my house, out of my life!
Do you know where she registered her silver pass?
Oh! Lord. I don't know if Bubba was going to fall in love with the girl next door and have moved into a nicer neighborhood.
Thelma! Fred Gebhardt, can I come in?
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin!
I don't have time to talk about your change of life problems. I need to have a word with you.
Yeah? Well, I've got the word. I'm just too much of a lady to say it.
Thelma! I'm here to call a truce.
Well, Fred, knowing you, behind that white flag, you're hiding a big stack of dead leaves.
Say, you remodeled the kitchen, huh?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yellow's nice. I never could stand that green linoleum.
All right, Fred, we've had our little stroll down memory lane. Have a seat. What's on your mind?
Well, I came over to talk about the grandkids.
Fine. Start talking. Here, have some coffee.
Much obliged. Thelma, since it seems like we're going to be related, don't you think we ought to bury the hatchet?
Yeah. How about in your thick skull?
Wouldn't be worse than drinking this coffee.
Isn't that stuff awful? My daughter-in-law made it.
Well, at least she was trying to do something useful. All my son-in-law can do is ask for money.
What is it with in-laws, anyway? They're always around when you don't want them, and you say one bad word, they hold a grudge forever.
Sort of like, neighbors?
Yeah. You know, there's one good thing about you and me becoming in-laws. We have had years of practice at hating each other.
Ain't that the truth? But you know, Thelma, it's time to let bygones be bygones. And I've decided to be the bigger man and forgive you about the clothesline.
Forgive me? You're the one who started the whole thing by trashing my beautiful trellis.
I didn't tear that thing down. My wife did, God rest her soul.
Elaine? That little half-pint? Well, I didn't know she had it in her.
You're one to talk. Hacking up a steel clothesline.
Oh, that wasn't me. Carl did that. All I did was spell out the ha-ha.
Well, I'll be darned. Thelma, you realize this feud has nothing to do with you and me?
You're right. It's between Carl and Elaine. And they're dead. Hey, what say we let them battle it out wherever the hell they may be?
Good idea, neighbor.
Okay, friend. Now, we got us a wedding to plan.
And it's going to be the best darn wedding this town's ever seen.
Yeah, it'll make Charles and Diana's look like a dogfight.
Bubba Higgins, you are the most selfish boy I ever met.
Huh, look who's talking.
Well, that must be the happy couple now.
Why does everything have to be your way?
That's because between the two of us, I'm the only one with any brains.
Oh, like it takes a Phi Beta Kappa to pluck somebody's eyebrows.
Hey, is that any way to talk to your fiancé?
What fiancé? The wedding is up.
You bet it is.
Terry, I thought you loved him.
That was yesterday, Grandpa. Today, I think he's a jerk.
Well, if I'm a jerk, then give me back my fraternity pin.
With pleasure, you dweeb.
Now, kids, let's stop acting like children.
Yes, there's no problem so great it can't be worked out between two caring families.
So true, Freddy, so true. Now, just what seems to be the trouble here?
She wants to go to Graceland for our honeymoon.
And Goofy here wants to go to Disney World.
And that's all it is?
Well, the solution's simple. Compromise. Honeymoon at Hot Sulphur Springs.
Hot Sulphur Springs?
That's where Elaine and I went.
Well, who cares? They don't want to smell like rotten eggs on their honeymoon. Well, you do like Carl and me. Go to Apalachicola.
Apalachia what? Sounds like something you take penicillin for.
What do you know? It happens to be a lovely honeymoon spot.
Oh, maybe for you and a wimp like Carl.
How dare you? That wimp was 10 times the man you are.
Grandma!
Butter! This doesn't concern you.
Grandpa, if we
They are
just...
going to Hot Sulphur Springs, and that is final.
Why? So they can be miserable like you and Pookie?
Her name was Elaine. Pookie was the Pomeranian.
Well, I never could tell the two dogs apart.
That does it. Come on, Terry, we're leaving.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm throwing you out.
See what happens when you try to be nice to a Harper?
Oh, but Grandpa, I love him.
Forget him. We got a clothesline to put up.
Oh, Fred Gephardt, you do that, because I've been looking for a good excuse to try out my new chainsaw.
Grandma, did you hear that?
Oh, he's just bluffing. They don't need a clothesline. They got a great big dryer.
No, no. I mean, Terry, She said she still loves me.
Oh, no, you don't. You start loving thy neighbor, I'm gonna kick thy butt.